Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain by Betty Edwards. In a world filled with distractions, deadlines, and endless to-do lists, it becomes increasingly challenging to find a way to disconnect from the chaos and tap into our creative side. We long to explore the depths of our artistic potential, yearning to see the world through the eyes of a true artist. But where do we begin? How can we unlock the doors to our imagination and unlock the secrets of artistic expression? If you find yourself pondering these questions, then look no further than the timeless masterpiece, Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain by Betty Edwards. This groundbreaking book has been transforming the lives of aspiring artists and rekindling the creative sparks in those who believed their artistic abilities were lost forever. Imagine this scenario: you are sitting in your favorite coffee shop, sipping on a steaming latte, when you notice a beautifully displayed array of pastries behind the glass counter. As you gaze upon the delectable creations, a thought crosses your mind: wouldn't it be wonderful to capture this moment, the delicate curves of the pastries, the play of light and shadow, on a blank canvas? But alas, doubt washes over you. The times you've tried to draw before have resulted in frustratingly disproportionate objects and sketches that lacked the life you envisioned. However, armed with Betty Edwards' guidance, you learn that the key to reclaiming your artistic prowess lies not in your hand, but in your mind. Drawing is not a skill reserved for the privileged few, it is an innate ability that resides within all of us. Edwards unveils the secrets of our mind's eye, showing us how to tap into our right brain and unleash our imagination onto the paper. Through a series of captivating exercises and practical techniques, Edwards teaches us to see the world with fresh eyes. She challenges the conventional ways of perceiving objects, forcing us to abandon preconceived notions and embrace the importance of observation. As the author demystifies the elements of line, shape, form, and space, your hand begins to move effortlessly, creating strokes that breathe life into your sketches. One of Edwards' most powerful techniques is the concept of drawing upside down. This seemingly eccentric approach revolutionizes the way we perceive objects. By turning the subject matter upside down and focusing on its basic shapes and lines rather than the preconceived notion of what it represents, we are liberated from the confines of our left brain and granted complete artistic freedom. Picture this: you are sitting at a wooden table, a vase of fresh flowers serving as your muse. But instead of attempting to recreate the intricate patterns and distinct petals, you turn the image upside down. Suddenly, the vase becomes a collection of basic shapes, circles, ovals, and triangles, rather than a complex object. The lines begin to flow effortlessly from your pencil, creating a composition that astounds even yourself. As you delve deeper into the pages of Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain, you will discover a wealth of insights, strategies, and tips that will forever transform your artistic journey. Edwards empowers us to embrace failure as a stepping stone towards progress, to nurture our creative spirit, and to unlock the hidden potential residing within each and every one of us. So, if you thirst for a creative awakening, if you yearn to see the world through the eyes of an artist, then embark on this transformative journey with Betty Edwards as your guide. Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain promises to be your compass, leading you towards a new era of artistic expression and self-discovery. In the subsequent text, we will explore the top three crucial concepts presented in this book. 1. Drawing is a skill that can be learned and improved upon by tapping into the right hemisphere of the brain, which is responsible for creativity and visual perception. 2. The act of drawing requires shifting from verbal and symbolic thinking to perceptual thinking, allowing for a deeper connection with the subject and greater artistic expression. 3. By overcoming the barriers of preconceived notions, self-criticism, and fear of failure, anyone can unleash their creative potential and achieve remarkable artistic growth. For example, let's imagine a scenario where a person with little to no drawing experience decides to give the drawing upside down exercise a try. They choose a simple image of an apple as their reference and proceed to turn it upside down. With a blank piece of paper in front of them and a pencil in hand, they begin to sketch, focusing on the contours and shapes they see in the inverted image. At first, their attempts may be shaky and imprecise. The lines they draw may not resemble the original image at all. However, as they continue to practice this exercise, something incredible starts to happen. They notice that their lines are becoming more accurate, and their drawings are starting to resemble the original image. They are able to capture the subtle curves and shading that make the apple look three-dimensional. This progress is a direct result of tapping into their right hemisphere and allowing it to guide their hand. As they become more comfortable with drawing upside down, they start to notice improvements in other aspects of their drawing process as well. They begin to see things in a new light, noticing details they had never paid attention to before. Shadows, highlights, and proportions now stand out to them in a way they had never experienced. They start to understand the importance of negative space and how it contributes to the overall composition of their drawings. With each practice session, their confidence grows and they become more aware of their progress. Over time, this newfound confidence spills over into other areas of their life as well. They begin to trust their instincts and embrace their creativity, both on and off the paper. They find themselves thinking outside the box and approaching problems from different angles. They start to notice the beauty and intricacies of the world around them, seeing it with fresh eyes. The act of drawing becomes a meditative and therapeutic practice that allows them to be present in the moment and connect with their surroundings. As they continue their journey of learning to draw, they discover that this newfound skill is not limited to the realm of art. Drawing on the right side of the brain has unlocked a world of possibilities and potential in all aspects of their life. They come to realize that creativity and visual perception are not exclusive to artists, but are essential skills that can be developed and honed by anyone willing to tap into their right hemisphere. In conclusion, drawing on the right side of the brain emphasizes that drawing is a skill that can be learned and improved upon by engaging the right hemisphere of the brain. By practicing exercises such as drawing upside down, individuals can train their brain to rely more on their creative and visual perception abilities. Through dedicated practice and repetition, drawing becomes a natural and intuitive process, resulting in improved accuracy, attention to detail, and overall artistic growth. However, the benefits of tapping into the right side of the brain extend beyond just drawing. It opens up a world of creativity, fresh perspectives, and personal growth in all aspects of life. So, whether you are an aspiring artist or someone looking to unleash their creative potential, drawing on the right side of the brain offers valuable insights and techniques that can help you embark on an exhilarating journey of self-discovery and artistic expression.